Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the 510s Community Conference. The importance of chesed, right? Helping others, changing ourselves, and upholding the world. And what I try to do with my shiurim at this 510s Community Conference event is not make it only family-specific, but more person or individual specific, because the truth is that while we are educating our children or while we are educating our students, ultimately the person we first have to educate is ourselves. And if we do not educate and imbue the lessons into ourselves, we cannot hope to transmit it in any meaningful, honest way, shape, or form to anybody else, whether it is a sibling or whether it's a child or whether it's a student or whether it's a neighbor or whether it's somebody who sees us in the community. V'hino am Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu u'ma'aseh yadeinu kanana aleinu u'ma'aseh yadeinu kananehu, from Kapitel Tzadi of Tehillim. This is the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Israelites after the Mishkan was put up. V'hino am Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu. May the pleasantness of the Lord be upon us. U'maaseh yadeinu kanana aleinu. The work of our hands should benefit us. And Rav Pam Zecher Tzadik Livracha explains that generally when somebody works, they work for the benefit of somebody else. An architect builds somebody else's home. A doctor works to heal somebody else. A lawyer works on behalf of somebody else. In Ruchnius, when we work in Ruchnius, u'maaseh yadeinu kanana aleinu. May the work of our hands primarily benefit us, and from that benefit, may we be able to influence other people. But if we're not changing ourselves first, then we don't stand a chance in educating anybody else. So let's just start with a general overview in terms of the power of chesed and the importance of chesed. Of course, it is such a fundamental aspect of our selfhood and a fundamental aspect of our nation that it's something that I think sometimes we take for granted, because we're just so used to the fact that we do chesed and that we live chesed and there exists gemilas chesedim funds. That's something that perhaps we don't stop and take enough stock of and think about enough. So I will tell you that recently, it was the Monday before Shavuos actually, and it was Hashem's chesed, because we go away for Yantav. And I speak multiple, many times over Yantav, and had it been Thursday or Friday, it would have been a different matzah. But Sunday, my son said, his stomach's hurting, and one of my 12-year-olds, he's not feeling so, Yonatan, he's not feeling so well, and his stomach hurts, and he was lethargic, and then Monday morning, he's saying, it hurts when I breathe, it hurts when I walk up the stairs, it hurts when I cough, and it's 5 to 7, but he's like, I think I should still go on the bus. And I said, Yonatan, I think you should not go on the bus, I think we need to go to the doctor and see what's wrong. I had classes, I could not take him to the doctor, but really didn't think it was anything. My husband took him to the doctor. Anyway, I come out of my second class, and I gave my husband the number of the woman sitting next to me, and I said, if there's an emergency, you know, call this number. And I come out of class, and my husband says, well, we're in the ER, and he needs an emergency appendectomy, and I guess those are always emergency. And I hope, you know, I wanted to, of course, get him to see him before he went into the surgery room. Anyway, so I ran straight until I got there. Blah, blah, make a long story short. So we're starving. So we don't have food, and I'm sure it's something that all of you have experienced, I hope, for a very good reason. And after they took my son in, we went downstairs. It was in, what's it called now? Schneider's? Cones Medical Center, the Children's Hospital. We went downstairs to the Biker Choler room, and we had a full meal. And there's fleishiks, and there's fish, and there's parv, and there's milchiks, and there's fruit, and there's soups, and there's whatever you want in the Biker Choler room. And while we were there, somebody else came in, and how do you even get into the room? There's a code, and the code is with Hebrew, the Hebrew letters, the Aleph Beis letters. And it's something that we take for granted, but sometimes we have such a stark reminder. The Pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim, Mi ka'amcha Yisrael, Goy Achad Ba'aretz, who is like your people Israel, one nation in the land. Hillel used to say, Hillel Omer, Perke Avos, Perak Alv, Mishnah Yadalim, Eina Nili Mili. If I am not to myself, then who will be for me? If I don't do my Vodas Hashem for myself, no one's going to do it for me. Ma'aseh Yadeinu Karana Aleinu, Ma'aseh Yadeinu Karanehu. I have to benefit, I have to work for myself. Eina Nili Mili. Can't sit back and expect the next guy to do my Vodas Hashem. However, Eina Nili Mili is one thing. However, Kisha Anila Atzmi, what's an end? Ma'ani. If I am only for myself, then ultimately, what am I and who am I? If I am not for myself, then nobody will be for me. Kshani la'atzmi mani, this should really be the mantra of every single Jew, to know that I am working for myself, However, to know that if I only work for myself, ma ani, what kind of person am I? Who am I if I live in my own dalet amos and I do not help, I do not support, I do not give to, I do not benefit somebody else? V'im lo achshav emasai, and the time is right now. If I don't grab the opportunity right now, then who knows if another opportunity will come my way. And ultimately, what is the foundation of all chasadim that we do? What is the foundation of all chasad? It's giving of yourself to somebody else. That is the definition. If I had to give you a definition of chasad, I would say that that's the definition. Whether you give your food, or you give your time, or whether in tefillah class you give your prayers, or you give your thoughts, or you give a smile. Ultimately, it is sacrificing something of yourself for the benefit of somebody else. That's what chasad ultimately is. Kushani la'atzmi ma'ani. If I only live to keep everything that I have for myself, what kind of person am I? It happened one time that Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi, the Bala Tanya, and his grandson, the Tzemach Tzedech, Rav Menachem Mendel, were learning Torah in a three-room house. The Bala Tanya was in an inner room studying, the Tzemach Tzedech sat in the middle room, and in the outer room was a sleeping baby in the bassinet. The baby woke up and began to cry, and the Tzemach Tzedek, who was learning, deeply immersed in the Torah learning, did not hear the baby crying. Rav Shneur Zalman, the Baal Tanya, heard the baby crying. He got up and he walked to the farthest room, and he stopped by his grandson on the way back, and he said to him, if someone is studying Torah and he fails to hear the crying of the Jewish baby, there is something very wrong with his learning. This is brought down in the biography of Rav Yehuda Amital Zatzal, by faith alone. If someone is studying Torah and he fails to hear the cry of the baby in the first room, then there is very something wrong. There is something very wrong with his Torah learning. Chazal famously tell us right in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, after you have the transmission of the Masorah, Moshe from Sinai, Moshe to Yeshua, etc. So the very next Mishnah tells us, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis al Pirkei Avos, al Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Omeg, the world stands upon three things, al HaTorah v'al HaAvoda v'al Gmilus Chasadim. The world stands upon three things. And Rav Yisrael Meir Lau explains in his Yachal Yisrael, his commentary on Pirkei Avos, that it's like, imagine a table with three legs. So if you have a table with four legs, if you have a table with four legs, one at each corner, and you take away one of the legs, not if you put something on the tabletop to cause imbalance, but the table will still be able to stand with three legs if it's a four-leg table, one at each corner. But if you have a three-legged table, so it's a round table with a tripod, and you take away one of the legs, inevitably, Rav Yisrael Meir Lau explains, the table will fall. That is what these three foundations of our people are. Torah, the world cannot hold up, be held up, exist without Torah. The world cannot exist without avoda, korbanos / tefillah, and the world cannot exist without acts of gemilus chasad. If you take away even one of those legs, the world will cease to be. And those three legs really represent, I think, the three aspects of avodas Hashem. Torah, you could say, is bein adam la'atzmo. Yes, they're all really bein adam l'makom, okay? Please understand that all three are really bein adam l'makom, but if you had to zero in, you would say the Torah is bein adam l'atzmo. It ennobles you, it refines you, it shapes you, it elevates you, it gives you chiyus. When you study Torah, it changes the person you are, bein adam l'atzmo. Avoda, whether it's karbanos or tefillah, karav, karban, brings you closer to the Ribono Shel Olam, bein adam l'makom. And gemilas chasadim ultimately correlates to the realm of bein adam l'chavero. It's doing for somebody else. My brother, when a great story my brother told me, goes back a little while ago, but I don't know if it's a joke or if it's a true story, but if it is a joke, it could be a true story. A certain family in New Jersey was making a bar mitzvah, and so they asked their neighbors for housing, and the neighbor said, it's perfect, we're going away for the weekend, you could have the whole house. So these guests come, and they're in the house, and I don't know, Erev Shabbos, something happened, the alarm goes off. And they can't get in touch with the Baal HaBayis, and the alarm's going off, so if you don't answer the phone and give them the code, the police come, so the police show up at the house, and they say, what's your name? And they say their name, and they say, it's not the right name, are you the homeowners? They said, no. They said, where are the homeowners? They said, we don't know. They said, who lives here? We don't know. Why are you here? And to us, it seems humorous, but so normal. And you could imagine such a scenario. Who are you? What are you doing here? And why are you in the home of people people you do not even know. Chesed ultimately is giving something of yourself. That is the foundation to somebody else. And in fact, the Gemara tells us in Masachas Yevamos, the Gemara tells us that the Jewish nation has three discernible traits. A member of the Jewish nation has three discernible traits, says the Gemara in Yevamos, and those are Rachmanim, Baishanim, and Gomlei Chasadim. Rachmanim, we are a people of Rachmanus, compassion, kindness. These are very hard words to translate into English. I say often in my teachings that there are all of Lashon HaKodesh shouldn't be translated, but there are some words that can be translated and some words that really ultimately cannot be translated. We are Rachmanim. Note, by the way, that the womb of the woman is called a Rachem. The source, the one that exudes Rachmanus into, that infuses the community and the people with Rachmanus, is from the mother herself. It's not an accident that the womb is called a Rachem, and to be a compassionate, loving, however you want to translate Rachmanus person, is Rachmanim. Baishanim, another word you can't really translate, bashful, reserved, refined, and ultimately says the Gemara Gomlei Chasadim. The Gemara goes on to give examples of how, you know, each one of these things relates to the Jewish nation. So this is a very brief Al Rega Echas overview of the importance of Chesed, and it's something that we all feel acutely in our daily lives. It's something we have either been on the receiving end of, like me and my experience with my son in the hospital in the Bikur Cholim, and at times we have been on the giving end of Chesed. And that's also a truism of Chesed, that you are sometimes, do I have to smile? I'm just joking. You are sometimes on the giving end, and you are sometimes on the receiving end. And my brother taught me something fundamentally important about Chesed. Sometimes when it comes to Chesed, we like to be the givers and we don't like to be the takers. And it's true. It's, nobody likes to feel like they're on the receiving end. You know, I just was in a situation Erev Shabbos, so I, whatever, gave somebody a challah and a wine for Shabbos. She says, I don't really like to take. This is a quintessential example. I don't like to take, but since the challah is so delicious. But my brother taught me something so important that could change the way you view Chesed. And he taught me that, quote, Michal, sometimes it's a mitzvah to take because you allow the other person to be a giver. So if we all want to block ourselves off and everybody only wants to be a giver and I never want to be a taker, then there is no Chesed. Why? Because Chesed requires a giving and taking exchange in a relationship. And the reality is that sometimes we will be the giver in life. Halavai, we should always be, but sometimes you will be the receiver. And if you're the receiver, we should do it with dignity. Not with shame, not with embarrassment, not with trying to get out of the situation, not with I feel so bad, but I'll take it anyway, with a nice thank you. You're allowing the other person to have a mitzvah, to do a mitzvah. So this is just a little bit of an overview of the importance of something that we live with and that we're familiar with. Where is the foundation or the origin of Chesed originate from for all of us? Interestingly, this week's coming parsha, Balaam tries to curse the Jews. He is not successful in cursing the Jews. In the end, out comes many brachos. And one of the things he says, which is a very beautiful pasuk, which some of you may be familiar with, it was made into a song, Ki Mei Rosh Tzuri Arenu, Umigva Os Ashurenu, Hein Am Livadad Yishkan, Ubagoyim Lo Yishashev. So the second half of the pasuk, is that a bracha? Is that not such a bracha? That's a whole shir in and of itself. Hein Am Livadad Yishkan, their nation that dwells alone. Ubagoyim Lo Yishashev, they will not be counted amongst the Umos Ha'olam. But let's talk about the first half of the pasuk for purposes of today's shir. Ki Mei Rosh Tzurim Arenu, from the hills I be hold it, umigva, from the rock. Kimirosh Tzurim. I just translated incorrectly. Kimirosh Tzurim Arenu, from the origins, from the rock, I behold it. Umigva os ashuenu, from the hills, I perceive it. What is Balaam speaking about when he says that he sees us from a foundation of a rock and from our hills? So Rashi says, Ani mistakel bereishitam, I behold their beginning, ubetachlit shorasheihem, and from their roots. Va'ani ro'eh otam miyusadim v'chazakim, I see them firmly entrenched and strong, kutsurim ugva'o, like rocks and hills, halalu al yadei, who knows the end of the Rashi? What does Rashi say this pasuk is referring to? who are our hills and our rocks, who in whom are we firmly entrenched, al yidei avos v'imahos, al yidei avot v'imahot, through the forefathers and through the four mothers. That in the Gemara says, you're only allowed to refer to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov as the forefathers, and Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah as the four mothers. So when Bilam says he beholds us from the origins, from our rocks, and from the foundation, from the hills, Rashi teaches us, and Rashi there is quoting Medrash Tanchuma, Rashi teaches us that who do we emanate from? From whom does everything that we exhibit and have in a positive way come from? The avos and the imahos, our rocks and our hills. And in fact, Chazal tell us, and the Ramban quotes in Bereishis 12:6, Chazal tell us, Maisa avos siman lebanim. And for that reason, Sefer Bereishis is known as Sefer HaSimanim. Bereishis has different are you all with me? Am I talking too fast? A little? Okay, a little. Bereishis has different appellations. Sefer Bereishis, Sefer HaYitzira, the book of formation, Sefer HaSimanim, the book of omens or foreshadowing, and Sefer HaYashar, the book of the Yashar, the straight ones, because the Avos were Yashim. And perhaps it should also be called Sefer HaChesed. Now, we're not going to go around giving it that appellation. It's sort of a joke, sort of a suggestion. Perhaps it should also be known as Sefer HaChesed, because so much of what we learn to do about Chesed is based on not only the lives of the forefathers and the four mothers, may Rosh Tzrimo Enu Umigva Os Ashurano, but it is also a book of Chesed par excellence. So for the Bechinas Chesed, for the ultimate epitome of Chesed, we go to Avraham Avinu. No discussion on Chesed is complete without the Umigva Os Ashurenu Kimei Rosh Tzurimar Enu, the rocks and the hills of the tent of Avraham Avinu and Sarah Imenu. And for most of us who would be recuperating at the age of 100 in the boiling Middle Eastern heat before the days of air condition, we would be not looking at the entrance to our tent to say, gee, who's here that I could welcome? I'm so dying to do chesed. In fact, to the point, Rashi says there, he was mitzta'er, he was pained because nobody's coming his way. God made it extra ha, so that Avraham Avinu should not have to have the tircha of serving anybody extra ha. And nevertheless, Avraham Avinu is running. Vayere lav Hashem ba'alonei mamre, God appears to him at the beginning of Parshas Vayera, V'yoshev Pesach Ha'ol K'cholim Hayom. This is Perek Yud Ches, Perek Yud Zayit, just told us that Avram did a bris milah. He's sitting outside, it's the heat of the day, and he lifts his eyes, and wow, this is so gishmak. There's shlosha anashim nitzavim alav. There's three men standing there. Vayar, he sees them, and instead of saying, OMG, I can't believe there are people here, I am exhausted, it's boiling, I don't feel well, Vayaratz the Krasam, he mamish runs to greet them, he bows down and he says, now, Vayomer, Pasuk Gimel, Adonai, Imna Matzasichein Beinecha, Al Natavor, Me'alavdacha, what, how do you translate this Pasuk? It's a question. Normally, I said that word, you would think I was referring to the Ribono Shel Olam. Who's he referring to? Well, there's two ways to interpret it. On the one hand, he's referring to the masters, i.e. the guests. My masters, if I found favor in your eyes, please don't pass by my way. Take a little bit of water, wash your feet, rest in the shade. He's running to the tent. Sarah should start baking quickly. Mahari, hurry up, he tells her. He's going to shecht animals, tongues, and mustard sauce. It's going to be a wonderful party. However, on the other hand, and Targum Unkus says, va'amar. How does Unkus explain this pasuk? Hashem. In other words, Yod, Yod. Not Adonai, my masters, but rather Yod Kei Vav Kei, referring to the Shekhinah. What is Avraham Avinu saying? Hashem, thanks for coming. I'm not making a joke. Hashem, thanks for coming, but would you believe there are three dusty nomadic Arabs passing my way? Please wait here. I'll be back soon. Hashem, please don't leave me. I'm your servant, but I have to go serve water and tongue. I'm going to bake fresh bread, and please stay here. And Chazal famously teaches, from here we learn, Gadol hachnasus archim mikabalas pnei shechina. Greater is it to welcome guests, to do hachnasus archim, than to greet the divine presence. And the first thing he says after he makes the statement is, Yukach nama amayim, Rav Nassim Tzvi Finkel, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, when he was already afflicted and seriously inhibited, if you will, from his Parkinson's. There was a visiting Rav who came, Rosh Hashiva of the Mir, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. There was a visiting Rav who came to visit him, or to have a meeting with him. And Rav Nassan Tzvi was trying to open the bottle of seltzer, and the Rav was very, very disturbed because he could not coordinate himself to open the seltzer. And the Rav said, Kavada Rav, Kavada Rosh Hashiva, I don't need a drink. So Rav Nassan Tzvi said, quote, it is my obligation to pour my guest a drink. If you don't want to drink it, that's up to you. So we have an obligation. There is not, now of course, Perek Yud Ches, and specifically the beginning, is a whole shir or a whole shir series in and of itself. But here in the time, we have just some different tastes or vignettes or insights into something we do all the time that's so naturally a part of who we are, but sometimes that we don't stop and think enough about. Kimi Rosh Tumor Enu Umigva Os Ashunu. No, when he goes to the tent of Sarah, who has just come into the way of woman, he's 100, she's 90, and he says to hurry up and bake cakes. And she's not complaining, and she doesn't say you couldn't go to the bakery, and what are you thinking to bring these people home? And don't you know I'm not feeling well? So everybody is preparing for the guests, and there is such a zrizus and alacrity. Moshe Twersky, Hashem Yinkom Damo, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, says, zrizus does not mean rushing. If you're rushed, you're probably late. Zrizus means alacrity for avodas Hashem, a geschmack for doing what Hashem wants of me. What does He want of me? To give of myself to somebody else. So shlosh dvarim ha'olam omeid, it's a three-legged table, and if you take away chesed, you could be the frumest Jew. You could learn Torah, you could shackle, I'm not making fun of people who do this, chalid v'chas, we should learn Torah, and you could shackle during that, and you could spend such a long Shmona Esrei. If you are missing the aspect of Bein Adam l'chaveiro, so the Baal HaTanya says, and there's something very wrong with that person's Torah learning. Recently I was involved, certain chesed that took longer than expected, and my schedule was very pressed for time. And instead of taking an hour, it took an hour and a half, and I came home, and I was feeling stressed out that I was running late on time. So I said, X, Y, and Z took me, you know, an hour and a half instead of an hour. So my son, one of the 12-year-olds, said to me, but mommy, it's a chesed, every minute's a mitzvah. And it was such a strong perspective, and I said, you know, Shmuel Nechamtani, I said, you're absolutely right, and that's how we have to try and think of it. So much of what we do in this world is chaye sha'a, but so much of what we do for the next world is acquiring chaye olam. David HaMelech says, Olam Chesed Yibaneh, of course, very famous in Tehillim, and if you know, it doesn't say Olam Chesed Bana. Doesn't say the world was built. Yibana, the Yud indicates that the world continues to be built in the future tense at every moment or upheld on Chesed. So, we had an overview. This is the structure of today's share. Brief overview of Chesed. Where does chesed emanate from? Keeping in mind that this is not as comprehensive as I would like it to be, but trying to give us all a taste of the importance of something we do all the time. May Rosh Tzimar Enu, Lemigva Os, Ashurena, to have a certain zrizus, Vayar, Vayarats, Likrasam. He runs to meet them. She's not complaining. He's not complaining. And the Bechinas chesed really teaches us how me must be involved in chesed. But now we come to, so we have an overview of the importance of chesed with some sources and understanding. We have our understanding of where the roots begin. Sefer HaSimanim, perhaps it should be called Sefer HaChesed. But there's something very important that we must understand when it comes to chesed. When it comes to anything that we do. Everything that we do does not stop when we model the forefathers and the foremothers. There is one, capital O, far before the Meirosh Tzurimo Enu, Amigva Os Ashurenu, who teaches us about the importance of chesed. And if no discussion of chesed is complete without Perek Yud Ches and Bereishis, which we briefly touched upon, then no discussion of chesed is complete without Maseches Sota, Yud Daled, Amud Aleph. The Rav says, on the Ribbono Shel Olam, who teaches Torah. We say every morning in Berakas HaShachar, Hamalami Torah La'amo Yisrael. God is the one who teaches Torah to his people Israel. Oh, I love this piece. Ready? Although we perceive there are many teachers of Torah, this perception is only superficial. There is really no flesh and blood teacher of Torah. There is one Rebbe, and here it's capitalized. One is capital O, capital R. One Rebbe, one Rosh Hashiva, one teacher, and that is the Milamed Torah La'amo Yisrael. The voice of God resonates within the voice of every mortal teacher. The Ribbono Shel Olam is our teacher at Sinai and remains our teacher throughout the generations. What a powerful piece. It is the recognition and the acknowledgement that everything that we do is really modeling, so to speak, the actions of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So let's go to the Gemara that I said we can't talk about Chesed without Masechta Sota, Yodalet Amud Aleph. V'amar Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina teaches. There's a pasuk in Devarim, and the pasuk in Devarim says, "Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Techu." You have a divine, positive, biblical command to go after God. What do you mean to go after God? I know how to light Shabbos candles. I know how to shake lulav and esrog. I know how to eat matzah on Leil Shimurim. I know how to blow shofar. I know how to fast. What kind of mitzvah is God? Do you know how to fulfill that mitzvah? I have no idea how to fulfill the mitzvah. It's not a concrete, tangible, you could touch it, do a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, V'chi efshar la'adam leilech achar shechina. Is it possible for a human, mortal man to actually go after God? Could he send an astronaut? They're so busy sending man to Mars on a rover, and we spoke about yesterday in the shiur, and they're so busy sending man to the moon, but they're never going to try and send anyone to the sun. Why? You're going to burn up as soon as you get somewhere even remotely not close to the sun. So lahavde alaf alfei havdalas, the Gemara says, v'chi efshar l'adam leilech achar shechina. Is it possible for man to go after the shechina? V'alo kvar nemar, doesn't the pasuk also tell you there's a different pasuk in Devarim that's a stira? And the pasuk in Devarim says, ki Hashem elokecha eish achahu. God is a consuming fire. Lahavde alaf alfei havdalas, to the sun. You can't even get close. So I have two pasukim in Devarim that totally contradict each other. One pasuk says, what? You should go after God. Try and get to the sun. Lahavdil. Forget Mars. Forget the moon. Forget the space station. You should try and land on the sun. The other pasuk in Devarim tells me, oh no, you shouldn't do that. Hashem Elokecha Eish Achahu. God is a consuming fire. So what should I do? Should I go to the sun or should I not go to the sun? I don't know. How do I resolve the stira? Lahavdil. Ela. Lahaleich achar midosav. Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to know what it means to go after God? You can go after God. You can emulate the ways, the midos, another word I shouldn't translate, the character traits, the measures, the actions of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So when we talk about the source of all chesed that we do, yes, Bilam saw us firmly entrenched, our roots, says Rashi, our yisod, our foundation, entrenched in the avos and the imahos, but there is a far earlier, infinite source of chesed, the Ein Sof. Mahu malbish arumim, just like God is malbish arumim. Where, of course, was he malbish arumim? Vayas Adam Elishto Ksonas Ar Vayabish. In the end of Perek Yamah, after the first sin, Adam and Isha realize they're unclothed. God makes them garments. Af Atahal Bisharim. So you have a mitzvah to be involved in making sure that people are clothed. Hakash Baruch Hu Bikucholim. We touched upon that already. God visits the sick. Well, how do we know? Vayerusham Elav Be'elonai Mamre. V'yoshev Pesach Ha'ol Kachamayam. Af Atah Bekerucholim. So you have a mitzvah. So I want to teach you. I hope I'm teaching you something. The ultimate Malami Torah, the Amei Yisrael, is teaching all of us something. And I'm just going to tell you a practical, I know what time is, but the next slot doesn't start 5 minutes, and we started late. So therefore, I'm going to take the time till the next slot actually begins because of our start time. Please bear with me. I want to just give you a practical Eitzah. Okay, maybe it could help somebody. That's the only reason I'm saying it. Really, the only reason I'm saying it, because it's something I go around saying. Before you go to do an act of chesed, you should have this in mind. You're fulfilling a divine biblical command. Have this in mind. I have this in mind. If I'm walking into a house to do bikur cholam, if you're doing X, Y, and Z. So you should have in mind, Rachman Son, you should never know. If you go to Levi, it's one of the examples that the Gemara gives. You should have in mind that you are now fulfilling the divine biblical command of Vehalachta Bidrachav. When you do a chesed, there are two aspects to every chesed that you do. There's the va'ahavta l're'acha kamocha aspect of chesed. That's the bein adam l'chaveiro. And there's the bein adam l'makom aspect of every chesed you do also. And that's v'halachta b'drachav. Did you hear what I said? Chesed, therefore, is not unilateral. Or it's not one side or one approach or one aspect. Every chesed is fulfilling bein adam lechaveiro v'ha'hafta l're'acha kamocha amar Rabbi Akiva parshas kedoshim zekal gadol b'torah. So have that in mind before you walk into somebody's house to do bikuchot. Have that in mind when you go to do achman l'tzani. You should never know levai sameis. However, there's another aspect of chesed and you should have that kavana in mind. Hinini muchan u'mezuman l'kayim mitzvahs aseh shal v'halach da bedrachav. I am fulfilling the positive biblical command to go in God's ways, and that is the Bein Adam Lamakum aspect of Chesed. Hey, continues the Gemara. We did Malbishurumim Bikacholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nichum Avelim. God appeared Perachav Hey to Yitzchak after the death of Avram. You also have to do Nichum Avelim. So again, when you go to do Menachem Avel, you should never have an opportunity to do this. Everyone on Me'ev Esrim Shana. However, keep this in mind. And finally, the last example is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivur Mesim. God buried Moshe, Vayikbar also Begai, God buried Moshe, of Atta. So too, you have an obligation to do Kivur Mesim. The Gemara then says, Darash Rabbi Simlei, Torah Tchilasa Chesed, V'sof Gemilas Chesed. Torah begins with Chesed and Torah ends with Chesed. What is Rabbi Simlei's proof that the Torah begins with Chesed and ends with Chesed? So Rabbi Simlei says, Tchilasa Gemilas Chesed, Dichtiv, Vayas Hashem Elkim La'adam El'ishta, K'sonas Ar, Vayabishem. How do you know the Torah begins with Chesed? Because the Pasuk says, after the first sin, when Adam and Isha, Vayedu Ke'erum Limheim, and everyone's so embarrassed, and they're naked, of course, they're spiritually naked, they don't have any mitzvahs, and they're embarrassed, God makes them clothing. That's the first chesed in the Torah, says Darash Rabbi Simlei. The last chesed in the Torah is Vayikbar Oso Begai. So Vayikbar Oso Begai, I understand. Right at the end of the Chumash, Chamish Chumash Torah, Moshe dies, God buries him. Rabbi Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, asks a Geshmak question on this piece of Gemara. How could Rabbi Simlei say that the first chesed in the Torah is Vayas Ksonis Arba Vayabishem? He made them clothing. That's end of Perek Gimel. That's the first thing you could think of that God did in loving kindness, bringing down rain, 2-5 with Rashi. Isn't that the first chesed in the Torah? Putting Adam in the Garden of Eden in the first place. Could you imagine the existence of living in Gan Eden? Isn't that a chesed? How about, wait a second, Lo Tov Heyos Adam Levado, Eselo Ezer Kenegdo. How about making him a helper opposite him so he won't be lonely in this whole beautiful world? How about telling him you could eat from every tree in the garden except Eis HaDas? Rabbi Simlei could not, who certainly knew, call the Torah kulo, could not come up with a better saying that the first chesed in the Torah is he made them garments. Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, and I'm going to leave you with this thought, has such a beautiful, important, revolutionary, fundamental, life-changing pshat. The chesed of the Torah is chesed for sinners. Not chesed only for the gedolim. Not for the perfect people. Not for Adam and Isha pre-sin. You want to be kind to people who are good. The Chafetz Chaim would come to my house. Of course, I would run. I would bow down. I would tell my husband, start baking. We would emulate Adam and Avram and Sarah. Of course you want to do chesed when the Gadol Hador comes to your house. Of course you want to do chesed with one of the Lamed Vavnik shows up. You don't have to be told that the chesed of Torah is a chesed of kindness for people who are perfect. When did God make them garments? After they sinned and after they fell. Wow. I have chills. It gives such a new perspective to the bracha you say every morning of Hashem who is Malbish Arumim. Every single day we wake up, and I'm not perfect. By the time I get to Birchas HaShachar, I don't know how many things I already did wrong. But thoughts ahead, well, Lashon Hara may have checked, I'm patient. We all do things wrong. Every single day, the Malamei Torah, the Amei Yisrael, one Rosh Hashiva, one Rebbe, one Mora, one teacher, one Magid Shir. The Malamei Torah, the Amei Yisrael, teaches us how to do with others. It's not enough to be kind to the people we like, to the people that are perfect. It's nice to have friends, and it's nice to be nice to your friends. That's okay. That's good. T'vahafta l'recha kamocha, v'halachta bedrachav goes much farther than that. What does it mean to go in his ways? It means that chesed is for everybody, even the person that perhaps is not perfect, that gets on my nerves, that's a little smelly, that I don't like, that I find annoying, maybe that insulted me. Torah Tchilasa Chesed, V'Sofa Chesed. So the next time we have an opportunity to be the giver, we should do it with Zrizus and grace that is required of us. And the next time we have the opportunity to be the receiver, we should do it knowing that sometimes it's a mitzvah to take, because Al Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Omer, Al HaTorah V'Al HaAvoda V'Al Gemilus Chesed. And I thank you all for your time, and I wish you a wonderful day, everybody.